Filled with the Holy Spirit, Jesus returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the desert for 40 days to be tempted by the devil. He ate nothing during those days, and when they were over, he was hungry. The devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command the stone to become bread." Jesus answered him, "It is written, 'One does not live on bread alone.'" Then he took him up and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a single instant. The devil said to him, "I shall give to you all this power and glory, for it has been handed over to me, and I may give it to whomever I wish. All this will be yours if you worship me." Jesus said to him in reply, "It is written, 'You shall worship the Lord your God, and him alone shall you serve.'" Then he led him to Jerusalem, made him stand on the parapet of the temple, and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here, for it is written, 'He will command his angels concerning you to guard you, and with their hands they will support you, lest you dash your foot against a stone.'" Jesus said to him in reply, "It also says, 'You shall not put the Lord your God to the test.'" When the devil had finished every temptation, he departed from him for a time. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Parents, you know better than I, there's a skill that we want our children to develop more and more. How to talk back. Not to parents, but like Jesus in our gospel today, to the enemy. Jesus shows us how to face the enemy. The enemy whispers lies into our hearts constantly, all the time whispering some little lie to get under the crack in the door to try and tear us apart from the Father and his goodness. Those lies can be big and obvious, they can be small and sneaky. They could be ranging all over the place from simply, "Are you alone? Are you abandoned?" Another lie could be simply, "This won't hurt that bad if we do this one little thing." Or maybe even the slight little, "This will help." This being any little pleasure that we know will separate us from the Lord, but it just seems so small in the moment and we just want something to take the pain away. Any little lie that can separate us from the Lord, the enemy whispers to us, trying to get us to depart from Jesus Christ. And to talk back to the enemy is what we are called to do. This is something Jesus started himself, and his disciples have been doing for millennia. Way back in the 4th century, many monks went into the desert to follow Jesus Christ in his path. One of them, named Evagrius, in case anyone's looking for baby names, made a manual to do exactly what Jesus did. Going to the desert, they took away anything they would cling to in life, any pleasure. They'd go there and they'd fast. But then to fight the enemy, they'd quote scripture to fight any lies of Satan. And Evagrius wrote a book called Talking Back. And it's a manual he wrote for brother monks saying, if you're facing this temptation, quote, talk back to the enemy with this passage from scripture. He has hundreds. Some of them are a little 4th century, less relatable, but most of them, yeah, we can all relate to them. If we're faced with the lie of to give in to the pleasure of the flesh, he says, quote, to the enemy, athletes exercise self-control in all things. They do it to receive a perishable wreath, but we an imperishable one. 1 Corinthians 9. If we're facing lies from the enemy against greed, we talk back to the enemy and say, keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have, for he has said, I will never leave you or forsake you. Hebrews 13. And maybe we face against the lie of the enemy against pride, and he gives to us, to quote against him, "For all who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted." He gives us a weapons manual to have in our quiver, just some weapons to fight against the enemy, something to talk back against the enemy. And if in the moment when we're tempted, we have these scripture verses we can turn to and just quickly say, "No, I'm not giving to this. I'm not giving to my pride again, because he must increase and I must decrease." If in that moment we can't think of a scripture verse, we can simply call on the name of the power of the name of Jesus and pray, "In Jesus' name, I renounce the lie that I'm abandoned. In Jesus' name, I renounce the lie that this third piece of cake will make me happy. In Jesus' name, I renounce the lie that I have to do it on my own." Whatever it may be, we talk back to the enemy. Because if we don't, the lies will sneak in and they will lead us down a bad path. They will sneak in and fester. We can often notice, like, that's not good. That's probably not from the Lord. I probably shouldn't think that way. But we just let it stay there for some reason. We just like, that's probably not great. Anyway, if we notice it, we have to reject it. We can't just let it stay there and linger, because if it does, it'll make our hearts wounded and go deeper and deeper and guide us in the wrong path all too quickly, as sneaky as it may be. When we notice the lies of the enemy, as small as they may be, we immediately talk back with scripture, or we're calling on the name of Jesus. And one quick important note we have to mention. As a caution, we do not enter into dialogue, into conversation with the enemy. We talk back to him, a quick scripture passage, calling on the name of Jesus, but we do so to cut him off. When Jesus quotes scripture to the enemy, "Man does not live on bread alone," there's no more conversation between him and the enemy. It's as if Jesus is saying, "We're done. Conversation's over. We're moving on." It's as if he's saying, "I only listen to God, my Father, not the enemy." We don't have a back and forth. We don't ask questions. It's simply calling on the name of Jesus and quoting scripture, and we move on. If we don't do this, if we don't talk back, we won't be able to listen as clearly to God our Father. If we don't talk back, the lies will enter our hearts, as sneaky as it may seem. If we're not aggressive in talking back against the enemy for any lies that might be there, might even just the small little ones, it will lead us away from the Lord. But if we do talk back, that won't even enter our castle walls. We'll be protected. It's not a pill that fixes everything, but it is a weapon we need to use. So our spiritual exercise is to arm ourselves. Whatever temptation we face the most, or maybe whatever we're really struggling against for this Lent, find one scripture passage we can talk back against the enemy. Sure, a weapons manual like this from Evagrius might be helpful, but I think far more helpful is just to have one or two we're ready to fight back against with. Our youth director, Emily Oberle, challenged the teens this past Sunday. Just like David went to battle against Goliath, he first picked 5 smooth stones to fight against. We could make an arsenal, find 5 scripture passages, very short ones, to memorize against the temptations we know we face the most. But if that's too much, start with one. Have one sentence of scripture we can always just pull on to fight against the Lord. It could be something we hear from our gospel that Sunday of just the Lord hits you with, and it's like that right there. I need that, and I need to have that on hand regularly. Whatever it is, the Lord will make it clear. Because when we talk back, by quoting scripture, by calling on the power of the name of Jesus, we refuse to listen to the enemy's lies, and we listen to the voice of God our Father all the more clearly.